My name is Lord Jesus. Continue to learn from the life of Joseph, the life of forgiveness. So this afternoon we continue from yesterday when Joseph was put into the prison. And then God uses this opportunity to train him in another level. Because right now, Joseph had been trained to be able to do all things in the house. So entire house of Potiphar actually is a big test. This is it must be bigger than his own house in Jacob's house, right? Because at his house he is the younger one. He has 10 brothers and 1 sister, right? And of course, they do have a lot of the sermons, but compared with the Potiphar's house, it's quite small. And also, it's a noble, you know, Potiphar is the captain of the guard of Pharaoh. So, it's high status. Now, if we compare the prison and the house of Potiphar, is another different thing. So now, Bible specially describes it. God was with Joseph, even though he was put into this prison. And then God gave him favor in the sight of the keeper. So in Genesis chapter 30, it's 39, right? 39. This keeper in 22, the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. So Joseph, he basically conducted everything for this keeper. So Joseph had to take care of not only the matters, but also the prisoners, right? So he had to take care about men, about people, to deal with things. Actually, it's much easier than to deal with men. Human being is, because human being is alive. Everybody have their own thinking, right? So, because you change every day. Sometimes you may behave differently day to day. So, because we are alive, we can make decisions. We change from here to there. So it's just like you not necessarily eat food every time the same, right? Today you go to McDonald's, tomorrow you may go to an Italian restaurant to enjoy a different style of food. So you will change. People actually is changing every time. So to deal with people is more difficult. So that's why as a pastor or a worker in the church, what is the most difficult thing to do? What do you think? As a preacher in the church, what is the most difficult thing you think the pastor may have to face? To lead a sermon? To conduct the prayer session? Or to teach the just like a seminars? Or to stay away from family living in the chapel? Which one is most difficult? Actually, the most difficult thing is to deal with members. Because sometimes we have to face all different kind of members and also the truth seekers. Many visitors, they come to the church with different motivation. And they may have a different preference. And they may react very differently from what you expect them to do. So, people, actually, this is why Sometimes the management job is not that easy. If a scientist just do work in the laboratory, it's easy. But to lead a group of people to complete a certain task of the project is more difficult. So to Joseph, it's the same. Now, God gave him this opportunity to deal with all different kind of prisoners. You know, when people are put into the prison, they are not the obedient one, right? If they are obedient one, they will not go into jail. So just like in the jail, no matter it's city or county or country, the jail is very, the people there in that place is very different. So that's why one sister, she got a chance to stay in that place overnight only. She found out, wow, it's terrible. Because her company at that night, during that only one night, she found out her companions overnight was a woman with taking drug, and another woman actually was a drunken driver and was taken there. So people are different from what you think when you meet in the restaurant or whatever, in a normal place. So to deal with the prisoner is not that easy. But now God gave him this opportunity to manage matters and also deal with people. So this is higher level of management. But Bible continued to emphasize God was with him. So whatever he did, God made it prosper. And also Joseph understood clearly his blessings are from God. Because actually he supposed to knew, right? When Potiphar put him into this jail, he is the newcomer. But soon after that, he became the leader. So if you have ever experienced some hierarchy system, if you are a new one, no way you will come up to the top and to manage others. You always have to learn step by step until you getting older and you have more experience, then people may entrust you a more task. Otherwise, you're a newcomer, no way. Just like in army, if you are a new soldier, in Chinese we call 菜鸟. You know, do you know what the 菜鸟 mean? So it means unexperienced. They don't know. Sometimes the new soldier, they even don't know how to clean the gun, right? And they are so innocent about a lot of the rule. So a newcomer is no way to become a leader. But to Joseph, he actually, the jailer, the keeper, just put him into this management position. And he did very well because of God. So this is how God trained him. And then in the chapter 40, now, in the beginning, verse 1, there's another chance. The turning point come in. The butler and the baker of the Pharaoh offends their king, and then the king put them into this prison. And see, the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. This is the same Potiphar, right? And then Joseph served them for a while. So verse 4, the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, right? He served them, and they continued a season in what? So they continue in this situation for, we don't know how many days, but it must be a while. Joseph now, he changed his position. These two, butler and baker, they are the, you know, sometimes a king in the ancient time, the emperor, they are very cautious about what they drink and what they eat, right? Because sometimes people may put poison in it. So the cupbearer must taste the drink first. Or like the butler, the servant have to taste the food. So if you ever read the story of the ancient Chinese history, the emperor always have his servant to taste food first, and especially in the very dangerous situation. The king knows someone may treat them badly, want to kill them, murder. So this man, butler and the beggar used to be very close to the king, but at the same time they are in very dangerous position, right? Once they offend the king just put them into the prison. Don't care about their service, right? So this is how you know the man and the God Stephen. Once we serve men, we know men, you have to grab their temper, you have to know what they like. Otherwise you may offend them. The same token, if we serve the law, we have to also know the law better. And we know how to please our master. But God is full of compassion, right? And the love. And God is not cruel and harsh. God is full of mercy for Lord Stephen. Now, we don't know, Bible doesn't tell us why these two men was put into the prison, but anyway, they now are under this, actually is management of Joseph. So Joseph served them. Okay? And in verse 5 say, now, at the same night, both of them do have a dream. And the dream also is very similar, but end up with different result. So in verse 5, they do have a dream, but they don't know the interpretation. In the morning, Joseph looked at them and saw them sad. So, let's read this verse. Verse 6. 6 to 8. May I have Victoria. Victoria, can you read? Thank you. So, in the morning, Joseph find out they are different from yesterday, right? So his observation actually is quite precise. He immediately knew these two men have something in their mind. They are sorrow. So, sad because of sorrow of heart. So that's why sometimes if we, in the morning, you have to also look at your household, your fellow brothers, sisters, or maybe sometimes in your classmate. If we are really, really full of love, we will care about others. So that's why Joseph said to these two, say, why do you look so sad today? In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15. Do you remember what the character is talking about. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. Talking about whose story? 1 Samuel chapter 1. Basically, it's Samuel's mother. Right? Because it's 1 Samuel. And Daniel, Hannah. Why Hannah was said? Chapter 1. Let's do it. Chapter 1, verse 15 and 18. Daniel, please. Yes. Amen. So this is a story of Hannah. Hannah, she feels so sad because she cannot bear a child, right? So also because his adversary continued to provoke her. So in his heart, he said, "I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit." So when our heart finds sorrowness, of course our face, our countenance will become so sad. And after the priest Eli blessed her and said, "You go in peace. The law of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him." And then she feels so joyful, right? She feels released, and then in her countenance was no more sad. So our face will tell people about what we are in the mind. It cannot cheat others unless we are a person very skillful to cover our mind. But most of us, actually, we are very, very truth. So another case is in Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. This is Nehemiah. He used to be a very joyful man, happy man. But suddenly, he became very sorrowful. Right? And the king also found out something happened to him. So the king asked, and then Nehemiah, expressed to the king about what he wanted. Jeremiah 2, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Can Ruth, can you read? Amen. So we are all familiar with this story about Nehemiah. So why Nehemiah feels sad? Because of the matter of the God's people, right? The God's holy city. So once we have if we really have this kind of the feeling about God's matter, we also sometimes we feel sad. So that's why in the Bible always say we have to rejoice always, right? But if you read the epistle of Paul, he also say godly sorrow, right? Godly sorrowful. Why? Because He was sorrowful for the matter of God. And when he recognized, "Oh, how come this members in Corinth, they are behaving so differently from the truth. He felt so sad. Okay. So Nehemiah, this is how he has sorrow of faith because of sorrow of heart. And it's related to the matter of God. Also in the Luke chapter 24, let's turn to Luke 24, another case people turn sad. Why? Luke 24, and this is the two disciples, Jesus. 17. 24:17. Toby. Okay. So these two disciples, when they were walking and chatting, and actually they were sad because they cannot understand why it's Jesus. It's called Jesus. He was crucified. He was persecuted and crucified. They couldn't understand because uncertainty made them so sad. They cannot figure out why. And after Jesus talked to them and explained the message to them, they understood. After that, they got it, then no more sorrowful, right? So this we learn from the Bible. So every morning, we have to also learn how to observe others to show our concern. If someone really looked different from he used to be, then something happened. Ask, show our concern. Then we will find out we can actually pray together and help one another. This is how we practice, say, this God's commandment. We have to love our Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, with all our soul. And then we have to love one another. Love one another is not just in our mouth, but we use our eyes to view it and to observe and then show our concern to help. Okay? Then back to Genesis chapter 40. These two men, they do have a sorrow of spirit because they do not know their interpretation of the dreams. So the anxiety of uncertainty makes them feel so uneasy. So sometimes if we really want to know it, certain things, if we cannot get it, we feel we cannot continue to do other things. And then in this case, what can you do? If you have some anxiety of uncertainty, you don't know what's going on. Especially these two men, they do have dreams. And the dream basically must be very clear to them. Very clear. They know God maybe showing them something, but have no idea about what. So to us, prayer is the key. How to release our anxiety? Pray. And ask your friend, your spiritual companion to pray with you together. You will find out, actually, we can get easy. We can really understand because the Holy Spirit will move us. And Joseph, he offered these two men, say, tell the dream to me, please. Right? So in chapter 40, verse 8, okay, tell me then, I pray you, please. But did you see the difference? Because in the beginning he said, do not interpretations belong to God? If the interpretation belong to God, then why he asked you tell me the dream? What does it mean? So this is why Joseph he clearly understands God will show him. God will reveal, give him the revelation about what is the dreams. So does Joseph know God be with him? Yes. So if we are really be filled with the Holy Spirit, if we are full of the Word of God, and we actually living in the Word of God, we will know God will reveal us. So that's why when we read the Bible, we can get the true meaning. And when we have a conversation with others, sometimes our friends, our fellow pastors may ask us some questions. We will be inspired by the Holy Spirit, say we know the answer. To Joseph, he knows God will reveal the interpretation to him, no doubt. So that's why he said, you tell me the dream, I will tell you the meaning. Can you do so? Yeah, we have to learn. That's how we pursue to be filled with Holy Spirit, to know more about God's will. Right? Okay. Then from verse 9 to 23 is the how Joseph interpret dreams for them. And can you find any not the principle but the rule, you know, how Joseph he interpret the dreams? Can you see the number? Because in chapter 40 and 41, from the dreams of the butler and the baker, also the dreams of Pharaoh, it all come in about number, right? So to this butler, the chief butler, he dreamed, okay, in verse 10, three branches. And in verse 16, three buckets of bread, right? Three buckets. So three to Joseph, he knows three means within 3 days. And Pharaoh will lift up your head and then restore you to your place. Because he after he heard the dreams, he still have the cup of the Pharaoh in his hand. And then he know God showed the future to him already. It's very, very simple to us, right? Right now, when we see it, then we know. Because the dream actually happened accordingly. And after Joseph interpreted this part of the dreams, and he said to him in verse 14, Joseph hope. He hoped maybe this is opportunity. God wants to use this man to rescue him. So that's why in verse 14 and 15, 14 and 15, can Sean, can you read? Where is Sean? Verse 14 and 15. Thank you. Think on me when it shall be well with you, and show kindness, I pray you, to me, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, bring me out of this house, this prison. This Joseph, he just considered this is a good chance. If this butler can really say something to the Pharaoh, he will be free. But God's time is not up yet. The Bible describes it immediately after he interpreted the butler dream. Then, in verse 16, after this baker heard how Joseph interpreted his companion's dream, then he said, okay, now, right? In verse 16, then when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, then he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream and blah, blah, blah. But it's so different. So different. This is a death and life. But end up to this beggar, Joseph, he is very brave, right? He just said the truth. He doesn't consider, if I say so, it's make him even more sad, right? So he just said it. What? You are going to die. Beheaded, right? In verse 19. Within 3 days, what happened? Wow. This if you are Joseph, are you dare to say this kind of invitation to someone? What do you think? No? Keep silent? Why? Why you choose not to say true? Yeah.
It's already in prison.
Okay.
To know that you're gonna die in 3 days is like
very depressing. But he will die within 3 days anyway. Right? Okay. So now Joseph, he just faithfully interpreted the dream. He doesn't consider, because in the beginning he already said, God will show you tell me the interpretation belongs to God. And you tell me, I will tell you the meaning from the law. So he just faithfully to deliver the message only. Even though it's so unfriendly. He just predict you are going to die. But not only die, but also die in very, very pitiful, right? What is the real thing happen in verse 8, in verse 19? In verse 19? Can you read, Sarah? Oh. And in his dream, the bird actually eat what? The birds eat what? The bread, right? Eat the bread. 3 bucket on his head, and then the bird came to eat the bread on the bucket, right? Now, 3 basket refer to 3 days, and then the birds then eat will come to eat his flesh. So, to you, can you connect this together? Can you connect together? Just like a swim bridges, the grape. Actually, the grape just grow up, you know, and the grape just show, and then he take it, ripen, and then press it, and the juice there in the cup already. So the first dream is maybe it's easier to interpret, but the second one is very difficult, right? But this is called revelation. That's why sometimes we cannot interpret the God things with our human logical thought. Okay, so this is the invitation And in verse 21, 20, 22, yes, it just happened as Joseph said. In verse 23, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him totally. Totally. At this moment, even in chapter, in verse 14, 15, this is, maybe it's a good opportunity for Joseph to defend himself, but he decided to keep silent from beginning to the end. Neither explained, defense, or exposed how he was sold to Egypt, about his story, and then what happened in Potiphar's house, why he was put into this prison. Only in his statement in verse 15, just very simple. So this is the call. This is the so-called is the sound mind and his wisdom. You know why Joseph chose not to say about his background, his story to others. Why? What is the reason behind? Can anyone think about it? He even not to mention to about Potiphar's wife, right? About his father. Oh, just keep silent. What is the wisdom here? We can see the wisdom. If you are Joseph, what is your reaction? What you may say or may do in this situation? If you have this chance, normally, we may defend for ourselves. We will say it. Right? Sometimes people choose not to say truth because they do not have a chance or opportunity. But once they got the chance, they will say it aloud and then more details to everyone. Maybe add more things in, or maybe describe it. Well, how bad is the woman? Right? How good I am. But Joseph is not. It's called, because he knows God is with him already. God will take care of him. And God is the judge. So no, he doesn't have to do anything. But of course, to Joseph, he considered maybe this time is the right time already. But actually, not. God's timing is not up yet. Another word, God won't continue to train him. What? Waiting. Waiting for God's time. So this is called patience. We have to wait patiently. Our human nature is impatient, right? So any of you consider you are very patient? Raise your hand. If you consider you are very patient, most of us, we consider we are impatient, right? Why? Why we are impatient? If you know you are impatient, do you know the reason? We have been taught by the Bible that we have to be patient. Melissa.
Well, now, because we have like all this data and everything, technology, so we get everything much faster, and it just makes it all more harder to be patient. Not that everything is just so quick.
It's okay.
The internet is like, quick.
Right. So this is called media inference. You know, our culture make us become impatient. Exactly. In the ancient time, if you compare your previous generation, your parents' generation, and yourself, who has more patience? Previous one. Why? Because at that time,
all things, run it slowly.
Much slower than right now. Just like if you want to find out a Bible verse, in the ancient time, do you know how they find a verse? Do you know what tool they use? Today, if you want to find a verse in the Bible, what do you do? What do you do? Say, we cited the Bible verse, right? Okay? For example, if I turn to a verse, just, maybe you are not familiar with, I just select one, you may not know, maybe you know, we will test though. Okay? There's a verse say, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowls of mercies, kindness, humbleness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Do you know where is the Bible come from? You probably have no idea, right? So right now, what are you going to do? You go to Google, search, then a lot of the verse come out. And you know, you can say, this is from this verse, from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. You get it immediately. But in the past, you have to go to, if you are good in the memory about verse, if it maybe turn, this is maybe in this corner, in New Testament, maybe Paul's letters, something like that. Then you turn it page by page and to find the verse come out. Or you can go to called concordance to search the keyword and then find out, this is so many verses, and one by one to check it out. Nowadays, no such a way. Right? Everything turned out so quick. So even when we turn on computer, if your computer is reacts slowly, maybe take you one more minute, two more minutes, you can see that it's too old, let's get a new one. Right? This is how we have been influenced by impatience. We cannot wait. We just want to get the result immediately. But sometimes this is not God's way. God wants us to wait what? Because during this waiting period, we have to re-examine ourselves. What we are really want. Right? What we are really concerned about. Whom we really rely on. So this is the difference. Impatient. Now we have to really transcend this trend of technology. Sometimes, especially we relate to spiritual matter, we have to go back to the old way, old path, which is traditional way. Wait for the God's will to show us. Sometimes we have to really take time to get it. But this is a process of training to us. We have to really step by step train us about what we really cultivate ourselves, really be patient. So this is a trial actually to Joseph. Be forgotten. He put a lot of expectation to this butler, and he considered he may be the one, the right one to rescue him. It's God's messenger. It's the angel. But unfortunately, this man, when he went out, he totally forgot about Joseph. God made it happen. As a normal human being, usually we were really, is this such a dramatic change from prisoner and restored to his original position as a cupbearer of the Pharaoh. was very grateful to this young man, right? Young Hebrew man. But forgot. So it's also a verse in the Bible in Psalms 31 verse 12 is the King David's cry. Let's turn to Psalm 31 verse 12. You can see what we have to learn. Wait. Even though we are really totally be forgot by others, but God never forgot us. Verse 12, 31, 12. Margaret. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. David. And then, in this feeling, he tells us, we have to wait. In his psalm, he said, in Psalm 25, 10 to 25, verse 1 to 3 to 5, 3 to 5. 3 to 5. Nathan, you. Read aloud. Thank you. On you, I will wait all the day. Wait. Patiently waiting, because salvation comes from the Lord, not from men. So what happened to Joseph is totally out of his expectation. When he considered he has no way to be out, then God's mercy just appeared. So he cannot just prepare and say, oh, I know God's time is coming. But he just, so patience means we really consider every day, God, we have faith, God will come to risk. But it's depend on God's time, not my own time. Okay. So this verse 20, chapter 25, that's final verse, 62, verse 1 and 2, 62 Psalms. And the rest of you, rest of the verse, you read by yourself. 62, 1 and 2. This David's song. Okay. Joanna, can you read? Amen. So let's all learn from Joseph. We really can also say, just like verse 1 said, truly my soul wait upon God. For him comes my salvation. His presence.